Hello, my name is Jacob Couch, a student at Tulsa Community College. Today is October 14th, 2025. I'll be conducting an interview with an ESL student or English second language student here at TCC. How are you doing today?
Not too bad.
Good. So, I'm just going to start with an icebreaker. How's your class going?
ESL class, what you mean, right?
Yeah.
It's okay, so I think I like this class because I used to learn about a presentation when I was in Vietnam, when I was in university in Vietnam. But when I came to US, I know how to decide how to do a presentation in speaking class. That's the reason I really love that.
Okay. So now I'm gonna get into it. Where are you from?
Yeah, I'm from Vietnam.
From Vietnam. So where specifically, like location?
Yeah. So in Vietnam, that is kind of small country, and we are close to China, and we are close to Laos and Cambodia. So and that's the reason the economy is kind of affected by the China. That's reason we got a lot of stuff from China. Yeah, that's kind of weird, but I think that's sometimes it's good.
Yeah, sometimes.
Because it's quite cheap. You know, the cost, everything is quite cheap. Yep.
So, like, what's the climate like there? So
the climate is kind that's either humid. Humid, it's very humid. And we often call it just kind of some funny. We got two seasons, raining and not raining. That's it.
That's funny. Okay. Did you like it there? And if so, why?
Yeah, here I prefer to stay here because the weather, it's kind of, I really like it. You know, when I was in Vietnam, the air is quite polluted, you know? You know, it look like, you remember during the coronavirus, everybody here have to. Last time I was in Vietnam, but I watched TV. I saw a lot of American you guys protect not to wear the mask, right? But when I watched that news, I feel what's so weird because in my country we always wear the mask when we go out because the air is so polluted. But when I came here, I understand why you don't want to wear the mask.
Okay. So what did the social circles look like there? Was it how did everyone interact with each other?
Oh, the people kind of, it's depend on because, and if you were, it's look like, I don't know which the other people, but almost the people where I'm come from, I've come from the South. You know Korea? Have you ever heard of Korea?
Korea, yeah.
Yeah, they separate, right? They divide. North Korea and South Korea, and Vietnam used to be the country like that. So after the war, Vietnam just same the country, but the people where I'm come from the, that's in the north, right? Here, the north or the south?
The north and north. South, yes.
Okay, I live in the south.
Okay.
And the people there are friendly with American, you know, because I don't know why. Because when I was a child, my mom, she always think almost the people who are not look like Asian, they are American. She always think about us, even though they not. They come from Spain, Russia, a lot of countries.
It's interesting. So they just like, they all categorize them as American, or they all just act American?
Oh no, they, you know, because in Vietnamese, some Vietnamese people, almost, maybe not almost, but some elder Vietnamese people, they don't speak English. That's the reason they didn't realize you're American or not. They always think, look like you white people, they always think you're American. That's it. It's so
that's funny.
Yeah, that's reason when I was in 2016 or 17, I used to work for the agency about the hires, and just kind of the foreigner who come to Vietnam to work. I met a lot of school, my client, they demand of hiring teacher is the teacher have to be the white people. Because they always think the white people, they can speak English, but they wrong. Because some people, they come from Spain, they come from Europe, they don't speak English. Yeah. Yeah, they're just learning it like us. That's the reason it's kind of funny.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so do you have any, like, specific memories that you think would be interesting to share, or, like, funny, or just, like, something cool from Vietnam that, like, Americans would be interested in?
I remember that, so, and when I didn't speak English, and when I was high school,
mm-hmm.
but, and after that, I tried to learn English, but that's time in 2013 mm-hmm. or 12,
mm-hmm.
I didn't speak any English, you know, so, and I tried to make friends with almost maybe the tourists, you know,
mm-hmm.
who come to Vietnam, and I try to make friends with them, talk to them. I go to some kind of the markets, just kind of the supermarket,
mm-hmm.
national, yeah, international markets.
Yeah.
I try to interact with them.
Mm-hmm.
Even one memory I never forget, that, and that's the guy, he looked like you, mm-hmm. like right now. So that's time he came to Vietnam just for visiting or something, I don't know. But I tried to make friends with him. He's very friendly. He told me, I remember, he told me he come from Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me, and hey, you know some food in Vietnam, I can take it. So I said, mm-hmm. I took him to the just kind of McDonald's fast food, because in my country, fast food, that is so luxury, you know,
mm-hmm.
not too much people have the money.
Mm-hmm.
In America, fast food, sometimes some people, they call trash, but in the country, that's it. High level people. I bring him there. He looked at me, he said, why you take me here? I just want to go to special food in Vietnam, like pho. Have you ever heard about pho?
Mm-hmm. Pho, yeah.
Pho. Why you take me so fast food? I say no, because in my country, fast food, that's the luxury.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of fun. He tried to explain to me why fast food not good for your health. But that time I didn't understand what he said.
Mm-hmm.
I just say, yeah, 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 yeah. But I didn't understand what he said. I just mm-hmm. say, yes. I never say no. That time I never say no, because I worry that if I said no, you guys would be mad with me.
Oh, okay. That, I mean, like, that makes sense, like, you don't understand them.
Yeah.
So, going into, like, the food thing a little bit more, like, what does that look like? Like, do you guys eat out a lot, or, like, did you eat at home, or, like, why was it a luxury to eat fast food?
Oh, because I think that's affected by the TV commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And almost Vietnamese people, they always think, almost the brands from America, that's a luxury.
Mm-hmm.
So that's reason. When have you ever been out of US?
Yes.
Where?
Mexico.
Mexico, okay. Far away from.
Mm-hmm.
Another country?
It's another country. It's just south.
I know, but I mean, have you been out of America?
Like the continent?
Yeah,
no,
continent.
I haven't.
Okay. If you got, I think in the future, if you got opportunity, you can go to Asia.
Mm-hmm.
You can see a lot of just kind of the restaurant, name. They always push the English name.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we see the English name, we always think that's a fancy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason I think it's luxury.
It's almost like the opposite in America, where, like, if you have a foreign...
Yeah, exactly.
That makes sense.
You know, when I came to U.S., I think so weird, because, you know, for that's either mm-hmm. normal food in my country, all people eat for every single day.
Mm-hmm.
But here it's so expensive. Sometimes it's more expensive than
mm-hmm.
McDonald's, right?
Yeah.
But in my country, a lot of people, they want to eat McDonald's, they don't want to eat for.
Mm-hmm. That's funny.
That makes sense, right?
Okay, so I'm gonna move on. Why did you move to America?
So because, and I wanna learn. I wanna got the associate degree about the banking. I used to
mm-hmm.
work in bank, so
okay.
That's the reason I wanna get the banking associate degree.
Okay. So what was the process like to come to America?
With me, it's not hard, but it's not easy.
Uh-huh.
The first thing, I think the hardest is preparing for the document.
Mm-hmm.
Because I almost the document I did speak by myself. I I submit that by myself. It's quite hard to find out a way, you know, because last time in 2020, 22, I mean 21, we didn't have ChatGPT, we didn't have just kind of AI, you know, on what the thing you have to learn that's from Google. So sometimes I ask the agency, but they charge me so much money, so that's the reason I say, no.
Yeah.
I learned that's the reason how. Another thing I think that is the communication skill, the thing we should practice.
Yes. Like so that we can talk to each other.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
Perfect.
What's your major? I'm sorry,
Chad. I'm a pre-med major, so I'm trying to be a doctor.
Oh, how old are you?
I'm doing good. Like, it's my first semester here.
No, so. I mean, how old are you?
Oh, how old? 18.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
But I think you're so confident. You know, when I was young, I couldn't do that. I'm so sad like this. I always talk. I remember that, so I feel almost, I don't know why, but I really love American education system. I saw when the student talk to the doctors or professor, you got always do your eye to face with eyes. In my country now.
Interesting. So it's like, is it like a respect thing?
Where
like
we scare. You know, some people, they're scared. You know, they don't want to look at you like that. They just say, hello, hi. Don't look at me. Sometimes you look at the opponent, right? The people who talk to you, how you call it?
Yes.
Opponent. Yes. The opponent. And you look at them. It means you respect them.
Okay.
You listen to them. So, yeah, that's the reason I learned from you guys a lot. Yeah, that's right. But in my country, almost the students always scared when they talk to a professor or something.
That's interesting. Yeah. In America, like, my parents always taught me, like, you look at the eyes.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I really love that. Some first time, it's kind of weird. But if you did for a long practice, for a long time, you feel, because when I look at your eye, I understand you. I know you, what you talk. That's it.
That's perfect. I love that. Okay. So, what do you plan to do after you're done with school here?
I'm not sure. But in my opinion, I'm not sure right now, but I think I would go back to Vietnam to maybe to work or something.
Okay.
I don't know.
So you're doing banking or finance?
Yeah, financial.
So like, what? How would you use that back in Vietnam? Just like redo the banks or I'm trying to figure out how to frame this question. Like, so how would you use your learning here back in Vietnam?
Oh, yeah. I think the first, the most important thing, that's either English, you know? Because Vietnam is not India. So, and we used to be the colonies from France. That's the reason a lot of people, they speak French, but not too much people, they speak English right now. And I think the first thing that is English, I think I can use my English skill to talk to some manager or something, because you know English, that because you stay in America, you don't feel about us, but if you were in another continent, like Asia, maybe far away,
yes,
you can see English is so popular. No, it's so important, because you come from Spain, you from Spain, I'm from Vietnam. I don't speak your language. You shouldn't speak my language, but we have to speak English to understand each other. You know, if you meet in Japan, we have to speak English there.
So it's like the connecting language.
Exactly, connecting language.
Oh, perfect. That's awesome. Okay, so what were your first impressions when you got here? Like when you first got here, was it like scary or cool or?
That's a great question, and I remember that. So I just moved to Tulsa over years. Before that, I lived in California, especially in San Jose. And when I were there, it's quite, you mean the people or the thing?
Like the people and like the culture, just like as a whole.
Oh, yeah. I think the culture is make me shock first. Because I don't know why because when I was there, so my aunt, she took me back, she took me from the airport, And when it came to her house, she had been here maybe over 20 or 25 years. Mm-hmm. So something, her husband is a white guy, something. I feel the culture is very different. It looked like we just got dinner together just one time. After that, I never seen.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody, when you finish work, you go home, almost people always go there by their room. They don't sit down each other.
Mm-hmm.
They don't sit each other and talk. They just do it if they got important day, importance, maybe mm-hmm. important thing or something, they talk together. If not, the kids will go to their room, the parents will go to their room. It's very different with mm-hmm. my country.
So in Vietnam, is it just kind of like you all are?
Yeah, we almost do that. Even though, and the neighbors, it's kind of weird too.
Mm-hmm.
Because the house, I understand because the house in US is quite big.
Mm-hmm.
You got a big spaces, and you cannot go to maybe your neighbor house and stay there and talk to, gossip to them for mm-hmm. all time. And because when they finish work, they don't want to talk to you. They're so tired. They just want to go home, you mm-hmm. know. In my country, some elder people, they stay at home. They feel so boring. The mm-hmm. house is quite close to each other. You know, somehow in Vietnam, we call it house. The space in my is the pay up that house, same size with this room.
Whoa.
But we got 5 or 6 people. They live in the room.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Crazy. That's reason, you know, the house just near each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's reason some people, they are so free. They just stay, they just go outside and talk to neighbor. They can stay whole life, the mm-hmm. whole day. Kind of weird.
That is kind of weird, but it's cool, like the perspective.
Yeah. But it's kind of annoying when they talk, because, you know, it's so, two people, they talk, two women people, sometimes they call each other. Which they talk, they always talk about something they don't like.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
So just complaining.
Yeah, they just try to complain that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the reason my mom and mm-hmm. my neighbor always talk about some people I never heard.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So is there anything that you like specifically about American culture that, like, you wish would be, like, the same in Vietnam?
I think the thing I love in America, I like the most in America, that's it, on time.
Mm-hmm.
On time. In Vietnam, we got the habit, look like we always delaying. So if you can imagine that if you go to the wedding,
mm-hmm.
and they give you the invitation, right? How mm-hmm. you call it?
An invitation,
and
yeah.
Invitation. And they will put the time and your name there, right? Maybe they say 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
When you go there on 7 p.m., you don't see anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You have to wait at least 8 p.m. or 8:30. Huh. The people will fool us.
So it's just kind of like an hour late.
Yeah, an hour. You're not so tired.
Mm-hmm.
But in America, but when I say my class starts at 9 o'clock, I have to be class at least 9:01, mm-hmm. right? If I like, I don't have it.
Yeah.
I can be the absent or something.
Yeah.
Some people, they come so credit early. That's the reason I have to, I really love that. But it's hard for me the first time because mm-hmm. I have to change my habit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one habit you do is for a long time. It's so hard to change that. And mm-hmm. now sometimes I always like.
Exactly. It's hard to break that habit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And when I see when you guys lay, you always try to apologize.
Mm-hmm.
Say, I'm so sorry because you show up the roof. In my country, no, you just come lay. Nobody complained about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because they lay too.
Okay, so is there anything that you dislike about America that, like, you wish was more like Vietnam?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
So, like, we just did something that you like, so something that you don't like, that you wish would be more like Vietnam.
The more thing I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think so, because I respect American culture.
Mm-hmm.
And when I go to another country, I have been a lot of country before I came to US.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Hong Kong, Thailand, China,
mm-hmm.
Malaysia, Indo. You heard about that country?
Do what?
Hong Kong.
Hong Kong, yeah.
Hey, have you ever heard about it?
Yeah, I've heard about Hong Kong.
Yeah, Hong Kong, China, mm-hmm. Malaysia, Singapore.
Yeah, Singapore.
And I think I just want Vietnam, that's it. Vietnam, America, have to be in America.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you, we have to transfer because
yeah.
the culture, that's it create the country.
Yeah, the culture creates the country. I like
yeah.
that. So is there anything like that you realized was like really, really different when you got here, like in like food or like customs besides like the eye contact and being late
mm-hmm.
and that sort of thing, like anything like that where it was different?
Yeah, very different.
Very different.
Yes, exactly. And one thing I realize American culture is that's a one thing you don't like,
mm-hmm.
you will say no.
Mm-hmm.
It look like, and if I talk to you about some topic you don't want to talk to me, you say, hey, I don't want to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. You always say sorry. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I don't want to mm-hmm. talk about it. But in my country, sometimes you talk about some topic you don't want to listen or you wanna don't want to talk. But the people, they don't care. They just want. But you cannot say no, because, like I said,
mm-hmm.
you always think, oh, I don't want you mad at me. I don't want to be rude with you.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's wrong, because something you don't like is don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So just more of a like trying to be pleasant, but
yeah.
then not being able to communicate. Okay.
You're correct.
Interesting. Okay, so. Is there anything like different between like the schooling here and there, like how education works?
Oh. Yeah, go ahead.
So is there anything like different here between like the schooling and education than Vietnam? Like,
yeah, it's super different. I think it's very different.
Okay.
It's look like the uniform.
Mm-hmm.
We used to talk about uniform in the morning. And in my countries, and almost the kids from primary to high school, we have to wear the uniform.
Okay.
I don't like it. Because you can do with you the uniform when you were primary. But in the secondary school or high school, we have to do maybe what we want.
Mm-hmm.
The school don't require them to wear they don't want.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing... Yeah, that's the thing I want to say.
Mm-hmm. So like there's uniforms all through school in Vietnam?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So
because we are a communist country.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
That's very different.
Yeah.
You know, only Vietnam, China, and North Korea, right?
Mm-hmm.
North Korea.
Yes.
We got the same. But Vietnam is the most different to that country because we communist, but we almost people can use Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
But you can do whatever you want as long as you don't say bad about the government. That's it. If you go say bad about the government, okay, go to the jail. That's
uh-huh.
it. And even though you can do whatever you want, you,
mm-hmm.
as long as you don't do the illegal thing.
So is there, like, any laws in America that, like were weird when you got here that, like, you were like, we don't have this in Vietnam?
Oh, what do you mean?
Like laws, so,
no
like,
law?
Like, going to jail and, like anything that you can't do here that you could do there?
Oh, I think the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the same thing. Oh, I'm sorry.
Hello, guys. Sorry. I work here.
Oh, yeah.
So, can you go somewhere else?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
So now I'm going to move to, classes here and, like, asking what that's about. So what are the ESL classes like, as a student?
I don't understand the question.
So, like being an ESL student, like, so what does the class, like, what all do you do? What are they like?
Oh. I don't complain about that because
mm-hmm.
I realize the way I study English here, because if you go to a new country, so, you know, almost the thing you learn, that's a good experience. That's
mm-hmm.
the reason I don't complain.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anything to complain about
yeah.
that. I really love that.
You liked the class.
Yeah, I really loved the class.
Was there like a specific thing that you liked the most, like a project that you did?
Oh, yeah. So the most thing I love, that's the teacher.
Mm-hmm, the
teachers, especially in TCC,
mm-hmm.
they are very, very friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Super, I say super nice and super formal.
Formal, yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Super formal, that's the thing I love.
Mm-hmm. I think, like, is there any way that, like, you feel different from, like, American students just, like, who were born here and, like, go here? Or do they make you feel welcome? Or
I never. Yeah, this is the first time I talked to American students.
Uh-huh.
That's you. And, you know, I met some American students, but they are my family, you know. So
mm-hmm.
You are stranger.
Yeah.
We are stranger, but... And I think almost the student... No, I don't say almost. American student... They are very friendly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel you guys try to have another people. I don't know you guys have each other together or not.
Mm-hmm.
But with the non-native speaker like me, I always you guys try to have us a lot.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, maybe two Americans have each other or not. Yes or no, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are non-native speaker, I feel you guys always try to have us because,
uh-huh.
you know, sometimes we don't know. But that's the reason I love that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so do you think that there's anything, like, unique that you think you could contribute to TCC or America, like, with your perspective?
You know, contribute, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think because right now I still the student, I cannot do anything, but I think in the future, if somebody asks me about where the good school,
mm-hmm.
the good college for studying and affordable too,
mm-hmm.
I will say TCC.
Yes.
That's reasonable.
It's perfect.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah.
So as a broad question, what does education mean to you? Like, why do you want it? Like, is it just so that you can gain more knowledge or so that you can use it in the work field later?
That's a real question. And in my opinion, education, that's the keys, the key to open the opportunity for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you everything, if you want to be the successful or rich or something, education, that's the thing you have to do. That it's look like you, it doesn't mean and you have to go to the class and stay there and get the good bachelor's or something. I used to work, but one thing I feel that, yeah, first you have to study.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you study, you can understand the basis. You know, after the basis,
mm-hmm.
you can learn a lot of things. It look like, what's your major? I don't remember.
Pre-med.
Pre-med, what is it?
Like biology.
Biology,
yes.
Yeah, that's it, kind of. And you would be the engineering, right? Engineer, right?
Like doctor.
Doctor, okay,
yes.
Doctor. And, you know, when you learn the basis,
mm-hmm.
you understand that after that you graduate the school,
mm-hmm.
you can work, but you just be the entry level first.
Mm-hmm.
After a few years, you learn more knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You can study more and you can get more money. That's the successful rate.
Mm-hmm.
Almost people I feel. But if you don't have the basic knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You go to a doctor, you go to the hospital or
mm-hmm.
somewhere. You don't understand what they say. They talk to
yeah.
you. Sometimes they talk about some, hey, can you help me to do the plus test or something? You don't understand what a plus test.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have the basis.
Exactly.
That's the reason I want to learn education, especially my major, that's in banking, because I just want to know the American, maybe international, banking system,
mm-hmm.
different with my country.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to know about that.
Okay.
And something I have to learn, that's some skill.
Mm-hmm.
How could you make just kind of the score, depth history score or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just kind of financial. That's the reason
okay.
I want to learn.
That's perfect. I like that. So is, like, last question, is there any advice that you would be wanting to give to students or ESL students or anybody that's aspiring to get an education?
What I understand about the first sentence, but the second one I don't understand.
So, Like, is there any advice that you would want to give students or anybody who wants to become a college student or an ESL student?
My opinion, and I think, should, if you are knowledge speaker like me,
mm-hmm.
the most thing you we should not say we have to study ESL. I don't care. I don't know. You used to speak English well in your country or not.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go to college, English doesn't so big, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you are American, Native American, but sometimes you don't understand some word, right?
Mm-hmm.
With the knowledge speaker, we have to study ESL first. We practice for a couple of semesters.
Mm-hmm.
After that, you confident to speaking. To speak with the native speaker or a fresher or someone. If you go to college, you can confident to interact with a native speaker.
Yes.
Yeah, it's, that's time you could be easier to study there. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Perfect. Thank you. So those are all wonderful answers. Thank you for being here today and providing your unique experience for others. And I hope you have good luck with your classes and
thank
your
you,
future.
Thank you.